See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. The reading from Deuteronomy is Moses teaching the people to following God's commandments and walking in his way lead to life, and to not do so leads to death. Jesus in today's gospel, which I have to admit, I always cringe when I read this particular gospel. It's a tough one, so we'll do what we can. Also uses Moses' teaching to assert his own authority. In Deuteronomy, the assertion is for us to choose life. So often in our contemporary context, when we hear the expression choose life, we think of one thing, the abortion issue. However, the call for life goes well beyond the issues of the yet unborn. It's a broader understanding of choosing life. A group of Catholic nuns emerged in recent years called Nuns on the Bus. It's a group of nuns who literally travel on the bus all over the country and to urge us to choose life in its fullest sense. The nuns' leader, Sister Simone Campbell, said in an interview, "I think, looking at the abortion issue, the thing that we need to face is that women choose abortion often or most often because they don't have economic options. And I think the shock of our nation is that some claim to be pro-life, but they're really pro-birth. They don't do what's necessary to support women in carrying a baby to full term, in providing paid child services, paid family leave, in providing maternity leave. I mean, the litany goes on," she says. The nuns believe Jesus addresses economic disparity head on. They believe most social ills are caused by the disparities between the haves and have-nots and the systems that sustain them. Rather than pro-life being only one issue, we must choose the fullness of life. In our confession each week, we say things done and left undone. This isn't just about what we personally do, but also what we collectively do in our participation in systems which contribute to the sinful behavior and diminish the integrity of the life in our world. It's an invitation to take a hard look and challenge systems such as what I was talking with some folks this morning about. Single-use plastics or foam containers that are endangering our planet and ourselves. While this is a huge problem, there are simple things you and I can do to challenge the system that is pro-life for us and our planet. The sense of choosing life in the broader sense reminds me of a quote by Vice President Hubert Humphrey, who said, "It was once said that the moral test of government is how that government treats those who are in the dawn of life, the children, those who are in the twilight of life, the elderly, and those who are in the shadows of life, the sick, the needy, and the handicapped." To really choose life, the nuns challenge us to broaden our vision in concerns like the dramatic wealth gaps, voting rights, health care, the environment, citizenship, and housing. As the prophet Micah asks and answers, "And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God." This invitation is repeated throughout the scriptures and is the foundation of Jesus' teaching. Doing justice, making the world in which people have a place and access to the basic needs of living. Loving mercy, the ability to be compassionate and forgiving, and to walk humbly with your God, for you and I to have proper perspective of ourselves, others, and God, and the relation one to another. The new covenant, the word of God, is not a set of rules or a book. We need to remind ourselves it's a person. God's word is Jesus Christ. The thrust of today's reading is not the inability of the law of Moses to make humanity right with God, Rather, it's Jesus expanding the scope of the law from overt actions to our very thoughts. Like last week when Jesus proclaims we are disciples, our salt and light, today following Jesus is about making life-giving choices instead of death-dealing choices. Choices for ourselves and choices for our world. While the text in the gospel can be hard to hear, they point to one thing. As Jesus expands on the teachings of Moses, he points to the intentionality and thought behind what we do. In this section of the Sermon on the Mount, he uses murder, adultery, and divorce as issues where he expands Moses' teaching. You have heard that the ancients were told, "You shall not commit murder." But Jesus says, if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. So make peace with your brother or sister, then come to the altar and offer your gift. Christ teaches rash anger is heart murder. Whoever is angry with his brother and sister without a cause breaks the sixth commandment. Anger is natural. It's a healthy emotion that protects us, but it's sinful when it's used to harm. When holding on to anger to assert our authority, to hold a grudge, or let people know our resentments, then it is in vain. It is hurt and therefore murder of the heart. Cain killing his brother Abel began in anger. He is a murderer in the account of God who knows his heart, from whence murder proceeds. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But Jesus says, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, Jesus redefines sexual sin as an attitude of the heart. Sex is a gift from God and thus good. It becomes sinful when used with the intent to control, to manipulate, or force the actions of another person. You and I are continually faced with life and death choices every day. It is our intention about our living, setting aside those things that bring small deaths to us and those around us, and opting for life-giving choices that we might change our hearts and minds and increase our quality of life and the quality of life for others and our world. And while we're doing our best to navigate this life, Jesus' Sermon on the Mount also says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring troubles of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. I have set before you life and prosperity, death and adversity. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live.